Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
What's going on, bud?
Not much, bud.
What's going on, your bud, today? Oh, except you got a little gookie there.
Yeah, let me start over.
Okay.
What's going on, bud? There it is.
That was a completely different voice.
Yeah, what's up? This is where I'm going to talk the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
Yeah.
It is a day I feel like many of us have been looking forward to. There's Thursday night football tonight.
Okay. Who's playing?
The Bengals and the Dolphins.
Okay.
I think Meredith and I, we may do a date night tonight.
Oh, so you're not going to watch Thursday Night Football?
I know. I kind of.
What's wrong with you?
Is it bad
that
I kind of
not like
want,
you?
I kind of want to.
So you want to skip out on your date night?
Hey, babe. Yo, I got this great restaurant we should go to. We stroll up to Buffalo Wild Wing. Have you ever been here? I hear the wings here are great.
Have you ever actually have had them?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa, more than I care to admit.
I've never had the wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You've never had the wings at Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
I'm pretty sure like you're like that's the initiation to get in the door.
Yeah, do you go to Buffalo Wild Wings? You're like, you know what?
That salad
looks pretty tempting over there.
You know, I've never had the pizza at Pizza Hut.
It's true, though. I've never had the wings there.
You got to be kidding me.
No, never. Not even once.
I don't even know, like, what else you... I mean, I know they have sandwiches and wraps and burgers and stuff, but...
There you go. I get sandwiches, wraps, and burgers.
What time do they open up? Do you think I can go get some wings for Melissa?
Probably not till like 10.
Oh, not till 11 a.m.
Melissa's like, when in Rome, do as the Germans do. Goodness, Melissa, we need to work on your restaurant ordering skills.
Oh my gosh, I just realized I don't even know what to say. I have nothing to say for myself.
Buffalo Wild, other food. Melissa.
Austin.
What do you think we should do right now?
I think we should play a game of One's Gotta Go.
Oh my gosh, I did it again. Melissa.
Oh man. What's
I did
going
it
on
again.
Over there?
All right, hang on.
What's
All right,
going
let's
on?
Do it again. Hey, Melissa, what are you doing?
I think we should play a game, Austin, of One's Gotta Go.
There it is. Goodness gracious, it's early. It's One's Gotta Go here, Melissa and Austin. If you listen to this show every morning, you know the drill, okay? You text in a couple of options to 44995. We tell you which one of those options has got to go,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And when I say we, I mean Melissa, I mean myself, and I mean Lindsay in Libertyville. Lindsay, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thanks.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Are you off to somewhere? What are you doing up this early, I guess I should ask?
I'm off to Starbucks to meet a friend and then go to work.
Oh, that's nice. A little coffee date before work. I like that.
At first, I got quiet because I have a niece, Lindsay, and you sounded so much like her.
Are you her niece?
Oh, wait, are you Melissa's niece?
No, I don't think so. I don't have Auntie Melissa.
Okay. No, I don't think so. I like how she put I don't think so because it's possible.
There
it could be. We don't know.
There's always a possibility.
We don't know. All right, Lindsay, let's play some One's Gotta Go.
Perfect. First one's gotta go. Sorry. I was waiting for a response there. One's gotta go. It is coming up to October. We're getting into spooky season. So one's gotta go. Clowns or zombies?
Ooh.
Lindsay, what are you choosing?
You know what? I'm gonna say clowns have gotta go.
Wow.
How clowns have gotta
go. That is a thing of the past.
Okay. Just because, like, based on scary factor.
They're pretty scary. I mean, but they're supposed to be fun. So, I don't know. I think it kind of ruins it for kids. So, yeah. Spooky-wise, let's get the clowns out, keep the zombies in. Zombies are spooky.
Yeah. I don't know. I like that theory. I like the way you're thinking, because it is supposed to be fun for kids. And now they've come out with, you know, It and all that, and they've kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids have to do is see a commercial for it, not even watch it. And it's like it's spoiled all the fun.
Are you afraid of the dark back in the day on Nickelodeon? Ooh. That turned clowns off for me. I'm going to say zombies got to go, though, because zombies will eat you and then turn you into a zombie. At least when the clowns eat you, like Pennywise from It, if he eats you, you don't become a clown. You're just dead.
So zombies
get out of here.
I have a lot more nightmares about zombies than clowns. Anyway, one's got to go here, Lindsay. Apple orchards or pumpkin patches? Which one's got to go?
Oh, no.
Yeah, this one, I feel the same way. I don't like it.
Oh, I think the pumpkin patches have got to go.
Oh, really? Why?
Yes. Because people consume apples, and some people eat an apple every day to keep the doctor away. What would you do without an apple?
That's true. That is true. Yeah, the pumpkins don't keep the doctor away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honeycrisp.
No.
If you get a gourd stuck in your mouth, you could keep the doctor coming.
Oh, my gourd.
Oh, my gourd. Wow, the puns around here.
I'm gonna say the apple orchard's got to go, just because I like pumpkin patches. It feels more fall. I feel like apple orchards you can hit up in the summer if you want. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, that's not true at all.
Okay.
No.
Well, I know nothing about apple orchards.
I agree with Lindsay on this one.
All right, last one here for you, Lindsay. One's got to go. A Starbucks date with your best friend, or Jordan Davis.
Ooh.
Jordan Davis has got to go.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty quick.
Uh-huh. Wait, okay. Yeah, that was really quick.
I'm all about my girls.
Okay, well, that, I guess we should have prefaced this by saying that Jordan Davis is right here. Yep.
He is here.
Oh, no.
But we got to play him. Okay, Austin, my turn. Guess what?
What?
For Dear Melissa and Austin, we got an email from Daniel in Portage.
Portage. Shout out. Wait, Daniel, is the statue of Melissa still up in the town square of Portage?
Actually, yeah, I was there last weekend. I had a party hat on.
Thanks, okay. Daniel. Thanks.
All right. So, yeah. All right. So what's Daniel going through?
All right. So we wanted to call Daniel and follow up with him on this email that we got, because Daniel, what is going on? Your daughter is going to be getting engaged, or is she engaged? But whatever it is, you're meeting your daughter's boyfriend's family.
That's right. Yeah. They're pre-engaged, which is a step I was not familiar with at their age.
Oh, okay.
They get a ring before they get a ring.
Yeah. I guess we're waiting on a ring to make it official is the story.
Okay.
So my wife and I flew out to meet his family for the first time, and they were lovely people. But we got to their house, and before we had even gotten up to the house, we could smell the house.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. What
was it? From outside, we could smell just a stench coming off of it. So we get inside, and they're full-on hoarders. Full-on hoarders.
Oh, like that show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these people could be on whatever that is. They're moving in to save some money to buy a house. Love it. My daughter, since she was like a 4, has been an obsessive neat freak. I do not understand how she's going to move into this house and not immediately go crazy.
Yeah.
And my wife wants to offer up our house, and I'm like, they didn't ask us. They asked his parents. So I'm like, should we just stay out of this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice, just like how, like, just the grossness of it and the fact that you could smell it before you're walking in.
Right.
That smell just lives in the back of my nose.
Oh, gosh.
See, the thing is then you end up, your clothes end up smelling. I mean, and there's the bigger issues at hand here, obviously, because, you know, when there's hoarding or people keep too much stuff, I mean, it's like a... I don't know. Isn't it like they can't let things go? Like, everything is sentimental to them and that kind of thing.
Right.
I think it's a trauma response in general, but I don't want my daughter living in it. Like, I'm sympathetic to it. But
sure. Of course.
Come on.
I think without a doubt, you can't let her move in there.
Yeah. Daniel, this is what I would say. Pull aside your wife. Talk about the possibility of maybe bringing them in under your roof. I know it's not ideal, but it could be the best case scenario, then talk with your daughter and say, are you sure you're okay moving in there? Because I know you prefer to be tidy and clean, and their house is not that. Are you sure you'll be okay living in this place? Because if she is okay with it, I don't know. I almost feel like you kind of have to let them make that decision.
Yeah, but I think he can't offer up their house and try to talk her into moving in with them instead. But ultimately, their decision,
Course. And I would say that when you meet with her, say, look, if you want to come stay with us, you're more than welcome to. But if you don't want to stay there, just like in that mess, then, I mean, there's nothing I'm going to do to stop you. But just let her know that the option is there to get out of it if she wants.
Maybe everybody could get together and kind of go help that family out if they want to be help. Oh, seriously.
Well, do they know that they need help, though? Because if they don't know that they need help.
I would think so. I think somebody needs to have an intervention because they need to be taken care of, too.
Daniel, look, we hope everything works out. We appreciate you calling us and sharing your problem with us. And we hope that we're able to offer at least a little bit of help.
Yeah, no, I feel better. Thank you. I have a plan, something to think about.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Good luck. We are really trying to follow the whole story of how many people were hit by Hurricane Ian.
Right.
Yesterday. Right. It hit Cuba first and then worked its way up to Florida. And a lot of people, over 2.5 million people without power.
Right.
Tons of homes flooded. Fort Myers got hit really hard. The bridge to Sanibel Island was partially wiped out.
Yeah. And it may seem like it's a Florida problem, but there's a lot of people here in the Chicagoland area that have either moved down there or have homes down there, like winter homes. You know, they snowbird down there.
They do snowbird. They do.
It does have a lot of local ties.
And
it's scary.
It is. It is scary. I mean, you know, there's some people leave and some people try to sit it out. So we're going to talk, come up to my friend Becca, who moved down there several months ago and is experiencing a hurricane for the first time. She's gone from tornadoes to hurricanes.
Jeez, yeah, right.
We're going to find out what it was all about yesterday when the storm hit Florida yesterday. Good morning, Becca. How are you?
You know what? We're doing okay down here. I'm okay, but it's currently pretty windy out right now.
Oh,
is
man.
It? What part of Florida are you in?
So I'm in St. Petersburg.
And let's give a little background here. So Becca is a born and raised Chicagoan who, I believe, did you graduate school in Orland Park?
Carl Sandburg.
Okay, that's right. Carl Sandburg High School. And so she recently, this year, moved down to Florida. So now you're officially a Florida resident. And look what you got for the first time.
Seriously. How long have you been down there?
You know what? I've been down here for about 7 months now. So it's definitely a welcome home present that I wasn't expecting.
Sure.
But you know what? I handle the weather in Chicago, all the cold. So this is something new.
Yeah, right.
I bet. So how did it feel? I know your mom's down there, too. How did it feel knowing that that was coming? What kind of warnings did you have?
Yeah, so originally it looked like it was going to take a direct hit to Tampa in the St. Pete area. So I was getting really concerned with that. But all of a sudden, last minute, it decided to go southeast. So we were kind of a little bit relieved. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel so bad for the people down in Fort Myers. But we got in the clear last minute.
Well, when you think it's going to hit you, what makes a person in Florida, now that you're a full-fledged resident, decide whether they're going to leave the state or hunker down and stay?
Right.
It's kind of like your decision at that point. Like the true Floridians, they're going to stay. But people from up north, you know, those are the ones I'm sure are going to be evacuating. It was kind of like a split decision, but last minute we decided to stay.
Ended up being any damage around you or any flooding to your house or your mom's house?
Yeah, lots of rain, wind, but like I said, down south, they got hit with the worst, but we're experiencing right now a lot of wind. The power went out for a while. but nothing really, really extreme here. My mom's friend lives in Naples, and she said that a lot of the houses, well, a couple of the houses were underwater, and they have hurricane-proof windows and all that, so they're good. But my mom's friend is fine, but I know down in Naples they got hit really bad. But I think that Fort Myers area was probably the worst that I've seen so far.
Has this changed your mind about Florida?
Yeah, right.
Will you move back home?
Yeah.
You know what? Next year, if we get a hurricane, maybe I'll rethink it. I'm going to let this one slide.
Yeah, right. You take one punch, you're still standing. You're like, I got this.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see after the second punch comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
Becca, we appreciate you calling and kind of filling us in on what's going on down there, especially since it was kind of supposed to come toward you and just took a little turn. And I'm glad to hear that everybody's okay.
Definitely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for calling in and checking in.
Thanks for being our hurricane correspondent here on our official. Right. I'm just going to give you that title. You're our official hurricane correspondent on Melissa and Austin.
Right. You guys can call me next year. Call me next year if it happens.
Okay, we will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Right.
Bye, Becca. Bye.
I like it. You know, like we've now got our own Jim Cantor.
We actually do.
Boots on the ground.
We're planting our people in the sand around the United States.
Melissa and Austin, not just the Chicagoland area. We span the globe.
We're well on our way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Let's play a game of brain freeze.
Okay.
Melissa, you're going to be put on the hot seat.
Okay.
Okay. And we are going to, Kyle and I are going to go back and forth just sharing words with you.
Right.
And you have to say the literal first word that comes to mind. You can't pause. You can't be like, first word.
Just whatever comes out.
Yes, but please don't let it be a cuss word because I don't want to get fined by the FCC.
Okay.
Just some highlights from when Austin and I played. Austin got the word ugly. He said Melissa.
Okay.
When I got the word booger, I said eat. It's not that I eat my boogers. We're getting out ahead of that.
We're hoping for something awkward with Melissa since we both ran into extremely awkward moments.
So you're going to regret this because I won't come up with anything awkward. Just wait.
Okay. Sure. All right. Melissa, are you ready to play your round of brain freeze?
I don't know. I think so. Okay.
All right.
I'm scared, actually, a little bit right now.
Kyle, why don't... I'll go first.
Okay.
Your word, Melissa.
I'm going to close my eyes.
You have to say it quickly. You got to think quick, okay? You ready? Here we go.
I'm listening.
Brain.
Fart.
That's a good one.
That's... Okay.
Also,
all right.
What
that
was
just not
did
expecting.
In the studio, am I right?
Shut
I'm glad,
up!
Yeah.
I did not.
I'm actually glad
Shoot.
It was that F word. All right.
Next word. Sloppy.
Hair?
If you said fart again, it would have been
That would have been funny, too. She just said fart for all of these. All right. Your third word.
Gosh.
Peach.
Cobbler.
Now I'm hungry.
I've got fall on the brain.
Yeah.
More like fart on the brain. Cocktail.
Juice?
Cocktail juice. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That works.
You can buy that at Costco.
Yeah, that's fair. She's keeping all her words to like food and beverage.
Excuse me, Mr. Bartender, can I get that cocktail juice?
Yeah.
Thank you. One, please.
Along with my peach cobbler. Is that on the way? Thank you, waiter.
And my brain fart.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Is there any left?
Boost.
Mobile.
No free plugs.
Yeah,
free
we're not
plugs.
Sponsored or anything.
Yeah, no.
All right. I got one more.
Oh, no.
Fart.
Fart?
Fart.
Kyle.
That's mean.
Sounds like somebody farted and is trying to blame it on me.
No,
am I right?
Yeah,
right.
So. Those who dealt it, smelt it. Those who melt it, smelt it,
those who
it.
Denied it, supplied it. Don't even get me on this rhyming game, Melissa.
All right. All right, my last one. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Fireman.
Fireman?
Quit repeating them.
Fire, mean a fireman?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you said a fireman.
She's cheating.
Like
she's
a man that's
cheating.
On fire?
You are cheating.
Or a fireman.
All right, we have to do one other extra.
Well,
the
first
the
word that comes to mind,
first
do
word.
Not repeat it.
Say
whatever
right.
You hear. Whatever you hear.
Gosh darn it. Go.
Ovaltine.
Valparaiso?
Okay. What? Valparaiso and Ovaltine?
Shout out Valparaiso.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, Melissa, you're just... how are you not good at this game?
I stink.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
There's nothing better than when your partner in the studio just sings the end of every song. Gosh, makes it for a great day.
I like to think so, too.
It's so true. And if you think I'm being exaggerative, I am a little bit.
Is exaggerative even a word?
I don't know.
That's the most made-up word I've ever heard.
I've used it for years.
Exaggerative.
And I'm not stopping. All right, so people are trapped, unfortunately. And this is because of Hurricane Ian that swept its way through as a Category 5 yesterday. Plus 2.5 million people in Florida are just, they're out of power. So it's a really rough situation for certain people, depending on where they are. A big part of the storm came into southwest Florida, left a lot of destruction. It flooded a lot of homes. It even destroyed the only bridge to Sanibel Island, which I actually went over one time in my life. So it looks like that is a problem. It damaged the roof of hospitals, of an intensive care unit. As I mentioned, it knocked out all that power. So, again, with a lot of people without electricity and cell phone coverage is kind of patchy in a lot of areas, we're still kind of waiting to see what some of the other damages are and that kind of thing. But it is no longer a hurricane Category 5. I believe it's down to a 3 now, but still very high winds and a lot of rain.
Yeah. My wife's aunt is in Fort Myers.
Okay,
and
which is by the bridge to Sanibel Island.
Yeah, and yeah. In fact, we would go down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was out without power for like basically all night last night.
Yeah,
you know, just
everybody had a lot of people hunkered down. A lot of people left.
Yeah,
a lot of people left.
Yeah. So hope everyone's safe down there. As for your sports today, the Cubs beat the Phillies 4-2.
Woo!
And if you don't believe me, you can just ask Kyle. He was there last night.
I was live on the scene. They won.
Kyle, a combined 6 runs in the game last night. Was that over or under the number of beers you had?
No comment, but I will say that I bet the over on the Cubs runs, which was 2.5.
Okay, very nice. You made a little money to pay for the beers that you bought. The the Sox lost to the Twins last night, 8-4. Melissa, that's their 8th straight loss.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of to the point since like...
That's terrible.
They're like only a couple games away from being eliminated from the wild card.
Sure.
All postseason play. It's not happening. Should they just lose out the rest of the season?
They probably should. I just wanted to comment that 8 is enough.
Okay. All right. I think he had way too many beers last night.
I'm telling you, you were up way
too late.
That was
a great joke
that
everybody is laughing at. Everybody is laughing
at. It's just the name of a TV show.
How do you even know the name of that TV show?
Okay.
You're 30.
Yeah.
Dude. You're 30 years old.
Wait, one more time, guys. 8 is enough. That was what the reaction outside was.
As for your weather today, high of 58. It's going to be mostly cloudy outside, even though it's very cloudy in here.
58 is enough.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Natalia on the south side.
Hi, Natalia. What's your great news?
My greatest news is that it's my 10-year anniversary of my husband's death.
Okay.
All right, Natalia. Now I got nice. That's awesome.
Natalia, did you get married in 2012?
We did.
I've been told that's the best year. Like, the people who got married in 2012 are the best couples.
Austin, you got married in 2012?
Those who get married in 2012 stay together. That's what they say.
Yeah.
2012. What a great year.
And five kids year later.
Five kids?
Five kiddos later. That's my...
Well...
Wow. He couldn't keep his hands off you.
Yes. Yeah, you guys got busy in those 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Natalia.
What, how old's the oldest? And how? Oh, sorry. Well, what's the youngest? How old is the youngest one?
Three. My oldest is five.
Wait a minute.
My oldest is eight. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, wait. That took a second
to register with me, too. I was like,
did you have triplets?
Five to three, and they have five kids.
Yeah.
We do have a pair of twins in there. So one girl and four boys.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to have any more?
No, we're done.
Are you sure?
No, I think five is a good number end on.
Yeah. A nice, good number, yeah.
Yeah, nice whole number.
Oh, my gosh. Well, 10 years down and 30 to go, 40 to go.
Yes. Hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Natalia, what's your husband's name?
Scott. He's a big fan, so this is part of his anniversary gift this morning.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love it. Well, you tell Scott happy anniversary, or if he's listening, hopefully. Happy anniversary, yes. Scott. I love you, bro. Not as much as Natalia does, though, because she's the sweetest.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, well, happy anniversary, and thank you so much for sharing your great news with me and Austin.
Absolutely. We listen to you every morning, dropping off all the kids.
All right, we appreciate that.
That's a long time listening, because that's a lot of kids to drop off.
Yes, it is.
Natalia, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
All right,
congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Would you look at the time? It's 8:35-ish, which means, Melissa.
It is. It's time for the 5 at 8:35.
We've got Lauren in Griffith playing against Nikki in Chicago. Lauren, say hello to Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Hi.
Hi.
Very nice. Does somebody have a little kid in the background, a baby?
I have a foster kitten.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next guess. Is it a cat?
Yeah, she's a kitten, and she's not happy right now. We're going to get some vaccinations.
Oh, God, love her.
Aw, poor baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
Well, just tell her she's not allowed to cheat on this, okay? No, she can't give you the answers.
She promises not to use Google.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay, ladies, are you ready to play the 5 at 8:35? Because we do have five country questions. Part of the rules is that your name is your buzzer, okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Which artist who has had a run in the country genre and recently announced a duet with Kelsea Ballerini and Carly Pearce has her own daytime talk show?
Lauren. Kelly Clarkson.
Is it Kelly Clarkson? It is Kelly Clarkson. Lauren is on the board 1-0.
Okay, question number two. Who sings Singles You Up?
Lauren. Nikki.
Ooh, Kyle?
Lauren.
All right. Judges say Lauren. Lauren, what do you got?
Jordan Davis.
Is it Jordan? Is it Jordan Davis? It is.
I don't know if that was a Jordan Davis.
I don't know if that was like a Jordan Davis is hot or an I'm angry at myself for not getting it.
It's both.
Okay. Here is question number three. What country star sings I Hope You Dance?
Nikki.
Lauren.
Nikki.
Leanne Womack.
Is it Leanne Womack? It is Leanne Womack.
Okay, nice job. You got one on the board, Nikki.
Nikki's on the board, so it's 2-1 heading into question number four. Dolly Parton is the godmother of what famous pop singer?
Lauren. Nikki. Miley Cyrus.
Is it Miley? Her best friends say she's just being Miley. That's correct. Lauren, you're going to see Jackson Dina Joe's on Wheat Street November 12th.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. All right. Woo-hoo.
Congrats.
Oh, well, that was very nice, Nikki.
It's very nice.
What a good sport you are.
Oh, my goodness. Nikki, look, you take care of that cat. I hope all goes well with her vaccinations.
Thank you.
Take good care of the little baby.
That's right.
Always.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, ladies. The 5 at 8:35. We'll be playing again tomorrow for Jackson Dean tickets on Melissa and Austin. Good morning, Cheryl Scott.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm just waking up.
Oh no.
Oh, that's sorry for waking you up if we did, but also how nice is it to sleep in till 8?
Well, guys, I work super late.
That's
so
true.
My schedule's a little opposite.
Oh, that's true.
That is true.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Cheryl. Obviously, Cheryl Scott of ABC7. Everybody knows you because you're gorgeous, beautiful, and talented. So you're also a meteorologist, and you're good at that. So what's going on, or like, what's the new or latest details with Hurricane Ian that's been hitting Florida?
Well, the good news is that late last night, it was downgraded to a Cat 1, likely to continue to weaken through the morning, but it is expected to move out into the Atlantic again and make a second landfall, Georgia, South Carolina, as we go into the day tomorrow, which is just pretty impressive. But I mean, it was just a monster of a storm. It went through a rapid intensification before it made landfall. It continued to strengthen, made landfall as a Cat 4, making it the fourth strongest storm to hit the Florida coast, the fifth strongest storm to make landfall in the U.S.
Oh,
so just an impressive storm, unfortunately catastrophic and devastating.
Do they always pick up speed as they get closer to land, or is it just you just have to wait and see what it decides to do?
No, not necessarily. There are so many factors. A lot of times the hurricane can actually start to weaken because it starts interacting with land a little bit and also could run into some wind shear. Unfortunately, this storm took a little bit of a turn to the south. So as that happened, it picked up a little bit of speed, did not encounter any of that wind shear, went through rapid intensification, and then strengthened to a Cat 4 right before landfall.
When you're a Floridian and you have these big Category 5 hurricanes coming in pretty regularly, you know, every year or a couple years, you know, some people try to ride it out, but inevitably when they get to be this big, you know, there's a lot of issues, flooding. There was even, sadly, you know, some deaths with this Category 5 that came through. I know it hit Fort Myers really hard. I mean, what do you think is in people's heads when they decide to stay and ride something like that out?
I mean, unfortunately, I think when storms like this hit, it is an eye opener and it wakes people up a little bit and they're like, this can potentially happen. The thing with this storm is that it did take a little bit of a turn to the south later, right before landfall. So a lot of people in the Fort Myers area, they were in that cone. So they should have been doing all of the preparations and also an evacuation zone. I just wish people would listen to emergency management. And if you're in that zone and they're telling you to evacuate, they're telling you that for a reason.
Cheryl, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You're busy and we don't want to keep you
too
long.
I know. We apologize for the wake-up call, but we appreciate all the insight.
This is the best wake-up call ever.
Okay. All right.
To you guys. Thanks for having me.
No, likewise.
Yeah. And we'll be watching you later on today.
Perfect. Love this. Have an amazing day.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. You too.
It's Melissa and Austin
on US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.